Craig J. Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any security.
Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the Craig James Financial Report with our man, Mr. Ferrantino. Craig, of course, certified wealth strategist, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. Another great event, webinar last night, CraigJamesFinancial.com. He's got another one tonight. We'll go over that. Dow losing around 23 points, close to it yesterday. And futures is down, took a drop in the last 90 minutes, down over 220 points. Unemployment numbers coming out, relatively remaining the same from the prior month. December numbers are pretty much not changing much from November. And we say a very good morning to Mr. Ferrantino. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? This is awesome. We have, as you said, the Dow down 23 points, NASDAQ down 10, S&P 500 down 5 points. Small, you know, very flat trading, looking for direction. That's the way I see it. Most popular stocks are Macy's and Twitter and IBM. The Macy's up there due to possibly a short squeeze. I'll talk about that. Talked about short squeezes yesterday. We got this a lot of conversation going on with GameStop. Big gainers yesterday, Lumen Technologies, Nielsen, Kroger. Losers are Freeport-McMoRan, Rockwell Automation, Occidental Petroleum. The oil is at almost $53 a barrel, $52.65. Natural gas is usually around $2 per MCF, that's 1,000 cubic feet, is trading at $2.69, heading towards $3. To go from $2 to $3 is a 50% increase in price, 50%. So it's not there yet, but it's on its way. Gold at $18.38, silver at $25 an ounce. Corn has gotten expensive at $537 a bushel. So there you go. All right, let's talk here. Let's talk. A lot going on. Jay, you know, this, yesterday was showing some interesting news. The market's struggling for direction, and same today. In negative territory right now for at least the futures. The earnings seasons, we've had about under 20% of the S&P 500 companies having reported earnings so far. And what we're seeing is early results are encouraging, even though that a lot of the economy was shut down in the fourth quarter. Many companies are far exceeding expectations at above average rates. You're seeing consumer staples, things that you need, like I was saying, washing machines, dryers, durable goods, real estate sectors outperformed, while materials and energy sort of lagged for last quarter. And that's a defensive tone. You know, the economic data from yesterday morning was kind of positive. November home prices, again, these are lagging indicators. These are indicators from a few months ago now. November home prices rose 9.5% nationwide. We had almost a 10% increase in home prices. So if people are going to buy homes, whether it's in Rhode Island, upstate New York, whatever, you're seeing almost a 10% increase in home prices across the board. Basically the strongest growth rate in over 6 years, and leaving prices about almost 16% above the previous all-time peak. So record low mortgage rates certainly help. You know, you can get a 30-year mortgage at maybe sometimes under 3%, depending on the day. And so all of that is adding into the record home prices. So consumer confidence should improve based on a lot of this. And there's an unleashing pent-up demand for services and travel. And we're getting a potential fiscal stimulus in the air, as we keep saying, along with the wealth effect for people who have rising house prices. and really, really high equity markets, if they're invested even somewhat, is really going to support consumer spending well into 2021. So I like all these numbers. The little gossip stories here and there, this GameStop, we were talking about it yesterday, people shorting. Big hedge funds are shorting GameStop. They think they're going to hell in a handbasket. We have a lot of smaller investors going in there and buying. And so the stock, Jay, you wouldn't believe it. 2 days ago, it was $87. It went up to $160, and it closed at the end of the day, all in one day. So from 87 to 160, and then closed at $77. The next day, did the same thing, ran up and then stayed up. And we'll see what we have for today. But there's this, the people who are shorting, if you're holding something, you got to buy it back eventually. As the price goes up, you're getting real, real nervous. And so I got a list of, I thought your listeners might be interested. There's a little strategy out there. Again, not giving any investment advice here, but there's a list of stocks that are we could identify as being held short, that a lot of the shares in the public float are being held short. So on that is GameStop and a couple other names, AMC Networks, National Beverage, Bed Bath & Beyond is on the short list. A lot of shares of BBBY are held short. So meaning that people are betting that it's going down, at least hedge funds are. And the individual investors are coming in and saying, no, we like this company, blah, blah, blah. And so they're getting this little fight going on. Elon Musk tweeted yesterday about GameStonk, he said, or something like that, reacting to the movement in GameStop. GameStop's leading the pack, but there's a lot of others that are on that list, including people might be familiar with Target's on that list of having a lot of share. I mean, I'm sorry, not Target. Tanger Outlets, correct myself. Tanger Outlets is on that list of shares held short. And Macy's is on that share, as well as Dillard's. Beyond Meat, the meat alternative, it's got a 38% of its shares have short interest or paying short interest on 38% of its shares that are in the public float. So very, very interesting on the short thing. Don't want to go down that road too much. Don't recommend people do it. However, this is what's out there. And maybe some of this is fueling some of the continued positive news in the market. Not, I don't know about that, but we're just figuring it all out. And that needs to be part of the individual investors' psyche. So if there's people out there betting that the market's going down, there's other people fighting them and saying, no, this, we like this, and they're buying. And so then the people betting it's going down have to buy it from the people who are buying. And that creates a big problem there because they're buying it at a higher price. For now, that's where we're at. So that's the news. We have a lot of news today. As I said, we get some earnings news, as you were saying in your piece, Jay, very, very interesting. Blackstone, NASDAQ, Abbott Labs, Boeing comes out this morning. After the market today, big day, Facebook, Tesla, Las Vegas Sands, Whirlpool, and at 4:30 today, drum roll, Apple.
Janet Yellen, the new Treasury Secretary, to do a little bit of an outline of the economics of it all. That should be interesting, coming from our former Fed chair. Also, interesting to see, we got a $1.9 trillion relief bill. It will not pass easily, I'll tell you that much. So that also in question. Now, you had one last night as far as the webinar. How did it go? And you got another one tonight, right?
Yes, we had one on, we actually had one on taxes and retirement. Went very well. Great people. Good, robust discussion at the end, the question and answer. A lot of information on how people are taxed. Everything has a different layer of taxation to it, whether it's Social Security has its own tax chart, as well as capital gains, as well as your income. And the income's the big one. So we got to put it all together. And when you do these overlays, what does this mean to you? And so it's a very good, I get a lot of compliments on it. And tonight we're talking uniquely about Social Security, how to understand Social Security, what's the best strategy, when should I take it? One of the top questions we get every day as Craig James Financial Services. So look forward to seeing you there. Just go to our website, craigjamesfinancial.com, and you'll figure it all out, Jay.
Sounds good. We look forward to it, my friend. We'll recap it tomorrow morning. And you stay well. Hopefully another good day. We'll see. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.